Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Whew, glory to God. Glory. The greatest thing God will say to us to do, it says to me to do, is this right here. I don't want to take my shoes off here. This right here. Standing on the Word of God, aren't I? Am I standing on the Word of God? I'm standing on the Word of God. I'm standing on the Word of God. Standing on the Word of God. Well, it's right now, it's under my feet, right? It's on the outside of me. But when you're really standing on the Word of God is when it gets inside you. When it really gets in you and you really believe it. When you really believe the Word of Jesus. When you really believe the Word of God. Now that song that we sang, open up your hearts and let me in. He's taught that my words be the most important words in your heart. Let my word dominate you. Let my word be the word you really believe and nobody else's. Now that's when you're really coming into supernatural things. Because we want to see the manifestations of the power of God. We want to see blinded eyes open. And we want to see legs grow. And I have seen that. I have been in services. I had a lady's leg just pop right out of my hand one time. Never forget it. Awesome. But wonder what happened to the lady down the road in life if something happened to her. The miracle will not sustain you. The miraculous will not keep you. The manifestation of the power of God is awesome in the natural things. But that is, you know, something even greater than that to me, than walking in miracles and supernatural manifestations. You know what's even greater than that? I'll tell you what's greater than that. It's believing the Word of God. Believing the Word of God is the greatest thing you and I will ever, yes, ever, amen, ever experience. Believing God's Word. And it's a level thing. Let me tell you, you don't start out believing God for millions of dollars or supernatural manifestations of faith overnight. You start believing God's Word. If you could just believe God's Word on the simplest thing, just believe God's Word. This word right here that I shared this morning, that you can be rooted and grounded in love, that you can be rooted and grounded. This is not, God would never, let me tell you something about the Lord. He'll never ask you to do anything that is not possible for it to happen. He'll never ask you to ever become anything, believe anything, do anything, if it wasn't possible for it to be done. That's a fact. That's a fact. From the day I accepted Jesus, I said, Lord, I want to be everything you want me to be. I want to do everything you want me to do. And the very first thing he ever told me was, you're going to have to believe my word. When you don't feel like believing my word, when it doesn't look like it's true, when it doesn't feel like it's true, when nobody else thinks it's true, you're going to have to believe it's true anyway. You mean you're going to make me believe the word of God when I don't feel like it's real? You're going to make me believe the word of God when nobody else believes the word of God? You're going to make me believe the word of God when nothing feels like it's right? You mean you're going to make me believe what you said no matter what it feels like? And that's exactly what he asked me to do. He asked me, he said, yes, I want you to believe me above what your mama said, above what your daddy said. I want you to believe me above what your preacher says. I want you to believe me over anything and everything. I want you to believe me above and beyond what you feel like in your inside you. Your whole body can be screaming one thing, and you'll know the Word of God is saying something else. And God said, that's the highest calling, is to be rooted and grounded in love. You know why rooted and grounded in love was all about that word? Because the Word of God was written in the blood of Jesus. And it was written there by love. Love hung him on that cross. Love brought his word to us. Love brought Jesus to us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And in the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God. Jesus is the word made flesh and dwelt among us. How can we neglect the word of God? How can we not believe the word of God? Because when you don't believe even the slightest little word of God, you're not believing Jesus. And you're not believing the love that God had for you when he sent his son. It takes the word of God to change a world. It takes the word of God to change a life. It takes the word of God to change you and me. It takes the word of God to change circumstances. And if you don't believe the word of God, it ain't going to change nothing. It's your believer that's got to believe. Nobody's going to get in you and make you believe anything, but you are the one responsible to believe the word of God. You got to believe it. Got to believe it. You got to believe it. Come in. Let me come in. Let me come in. God says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. The entrance of thy word. What are you talking about, God? He's talking about your spirit man. Because it's through the spirit. It's the heart of man. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There is a problem in the word of, in the body of Christ. There's a problem among God's people. We do not believe the word of God in our hearts. We are not speaking the word of God out of our mouths. We are not seeing salvation in our families. We're not seeing salvation in our own situations, in our own bodies, in our own life, because we are not confessing the word out of God, out of our hearts and out of our mouths. It's got to be in here, and then it's got to come out of here. And I mean, you got to believe it when you say it. You can't just talk. You can't just rattle off something. You got to really mean it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest compliment you could ever, ever give another person is to believe what they have told you. You tell me something and I would look at you and I'd laugh at you and I'd say, I don't think you're truthful. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth. Well, you've insulted that person very, very, very highly. That's an insult. You mean to tell me if I told you, I wouldn't believe nothing you said. I was told the Pharisees, if you do not believe that I am who I say I am, you will die in your sins. The greatest thing God ever asked his people to do is believe his word. Believe his word. If you want to, he said, believe the word and you will be established. Believe the word of God and you can be established. He told me one time, you will not believe if you will not be established if you do not believe me. You want to be established in peace? You want to be established in joy? You want to be established in health? You want to be established in lots of good things? Then you start believing the word of God. Put it in your heart and speak it out of your mouth and declare the thing is the truth whether you feel like it or not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Been seeking God a lot this week. Been doing a lot of praying, a lot of seeking. I said, God, I got to see your power. I got to see the manifestation of your glory. I got to see healings. And I want to be like the 70 that you went out and that casted out devils. And I want to be like the ones that raised the dead. And I was seeking God for all the powerful manifestations. You know what the Lord said to me? My people do not believe my word in their own personal lives. They want the supernatural. They want the spectacular. But they've missed the supernatural. They've missed the supernatural. And the word of God is supernatural, by the way. It's very spiritual. And they've neglected to get a hold of the truth and believe the truth. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe the word of God. And some of us hadn't even believed the littlest thing. Hallelujah. Verse 16. I want to read these verses again. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Now, you know, this is a prayer, really. Father, grant me by the riches of your glory God, just please grant me. I'm talking about personal here. Me. Me. I ain't responsible for nobody but me. I can't beat nobody up and say, hey, you believe the word of God. I'd like to. But I can deal with me. And I said, the Lord says, okay, the prayer 2,000 years ago was this, and it's still being prayed, that God would grant you according to the riches of his glory. And that's a lot. So God, by the riches of your glory, grant me that I can be strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man. That Christ, which is the word of God, by the way, that Christ, which is the word of God, you can't separate Christ from the word, that's the anointed one, that Christ would dwell in my heart. That, in other words, that the word of God would dwell in my heart by faith. You think you're going to walk in the kingdom of God without faith? You think you're going to walk in the kingdom of God by feelings? You think you're going to walk in the kingdom and the power of God by what you see and what you feel? You can forget it, because we walk by faith and not by sight. The kingdom of God is a real kingdom, but it's a spiritual kingdom, and you can only walk in it by faith. How did Peter walk on the water? By faith. And it proved to me that it could be done, because a human being walked on the water. And he literally walked on water, maybe from here all the way to the bathroom, because that was a big ship. And he had to get out of that thing and walk on water to get to Jesus. And wherever Jesus was, we know he had to be close enough to him to reach down and grab him. So the man walked on water. And Jesus said, oh, you have little faith. Why'd you doubt? He said, you know, you should have never doubted. Should have made it all the way and walked back with me to the ship. You see, we reason too much out of what God has said. We want a little bit of us involved in it. But God says you need to be rooted and grounded in something. Be able to comprehend. Verse 18. That you may be able to comprehend with all saints. This is the heart of God right here. This is the heart of God. God really wants you to comprehend what I'm sharing. God really wants you to comprehend what faith is. God really wants you and I to comprehend what it is to believe his word. He wants us to comprehend how to walk in the Spirit. He wants us to understand completely. He's not holding anything back from us. He really isn't. And I mean, you could sit down and read the word, 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 read the word. And we know faith comes hearing, but hearing by the word of God. So automatically we believe that faith is coming as we read the word. But there's an ingredient that we have to operate in what we believe. We have to believe, and we have to do what we believe. If you believe something, you're going to do it. Like those people in Hawaii this morning. They got an announcement, there's a tsunami coming, pack up your bags and get out of town. Well, you had to believe somebody's word before you would act on that, didn't you? I mean, you would have had to believe what they said. And then fear would kind of be the motivator there. You don't want to take no chances. Maybe this is not a prank. Maybe this is the real deal. And then you would act on it, right? God says, why can't you be like that? Why can't you just believe what I have said and act on it? Believe what I said without having proof first. That doctor took me aside that day. I'll never forget it. He said, I want to know, how did you know you were healed? How did you know? How did you know? He's got 12 years of college. He was a surgeon. He only now had 4 years of dental school, but he had another 4 years. He had 12 years of college. Sat me down and said, I just got to know. How did you know you were healed? You knew. He said, I know you knew. You knew. You knew you were healed. And I mean, he knew I was healed when I was still looking like this. I had Bell's palsy. Really severe case. I'm about 35 years old, 36, and I mean, I was twisted and deformed. I knew I was healed. Before I ever saw the manifestation, I already knew it. I mean, it was like it wasn't even there. Because that was something from the spirit, my spirit. I wasn't waiting around on the healing to manifest before I believed in the healing. I wasn't waiting around for the manifestation of it to believe it. And the doctor knew that. He set me aside privately in his room and he said, I have to know. You knew you were healed. I want to know how you knew. And I told him this. I said, well, true biblical faith says this. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it. and then you will have it. Most people got to have it. They got to have the pain gone. They got to have the sickness out of their life. They got to have the manifestation of it totally being over, past, gone. Then they'll believe it. But that's not true biblical faith. True biblical faith says, what's the things you desire when you pray? Believe. And then you'll have it. In other words, you got it when you prayed. Amen. When you believed, when did you receive it? You believed it right then when you believed, when you prayed. I said, it's like you got to have the cart before the horse. People want to believe it. They don't want to believe. They want to believe. They think they're believing. But they're really just mentally sitting or hoping it's going to happen. They're trying to believe. They're putting their faith out there. But I'm telling you, I've understood something about faith. It was a matter of me looking like that the rest of my life, for that matter. It's like, no way. I can't play here. There ain't no time to play here. I'm going to look like this the rest of my life. You know, this was serious to me. Serious. And I had enough time to get a hold of the Word to where I knew I better walk on something called faith. And I can't play with this. So, buddy, I put faith to work against this thing. I put my faith to work. I put the Word of God in my heart and in my mouth, and I attacked that thing, and I saw the man. I had to believe it, though. It wasn't like I had to get it. I had to believe I had it. You see, there's a big difference. I couldn't believe I was going to get it. I had to believe I already had it. That's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. And you got to have it. That's what the Word of God is all based on. We have to be rooted and grounded in love by faith. Now see, it talks about faith here. Verse 18, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ. You know, Jesus loves me so much. Jesus loves me so much. Let me just speak for me. You get a hold of it for you. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ loves me so much that it was that love for me that held him to the whipping post for my healing. It was his love for me that made him hang on that cross when he didn't have to. It was his love, his deep personal love for me that made him die the death he died. It was his love for me, and I comprehend that love. Because a man who would love you like that would do anything for you. A man that would give his life like that would do, what would he not do for you if you could reach out and believe it? He'd do anything for me. He'll never leave me. I know that about the Lord. I know that. I don't hope it. I don't think it. I know it. I know that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. When was I healed? Well, I was healed when I believed. I was healed when I believed. And why did I? And then what gave me the basis to believe? What gave me the basis? Well, for one thing, I heard the Word. The Word of God taught me that there was a Savior that came along 2,000 years ago. I heard the gospel. I heard the good news. How can they believe except they get a preacher to tell them? How can they have a preacher except the preacher be sent to them? How can you hear the Word of God except somebody speaks the Word to you? There was a lost world out there, and God sent His Son, and He sent His Son, and then a minister came along and shared the Word of God, what Jesus did, and somebody believed the Word of God. And all the past 2,000 years, people have been hearing the Word of God, and there's been somebody believing the Word, and somebody got healed. Because of what Jesus did. There wasn't no doctors for thousands of years like there is today. And people were healed. There's story after story after story after story. Been recorded over the last several thousand years of miracle after miracle. Because somebody believed the Word of God. John G. Lake that took the bloody froth out of the mouth of people dying of the bubonic plague, I believe it was, and they put it on their microphone. Says, it'll die. Look, it'll die. Go ahead and put some bloody froth on my, put it under a microscope. The minute it touched his hand, that bacteria died. It can't live in this body because his faith was to that level. Many, many stories. And you know the thing about it is, if somebody has believed the Word of God, that means I can believe the Word of God. God's no respecter of persons. Over 30 times I found it in the Word of God. God is no respecter of persons. What I heard in my spirit and hear in my spirit this morning is God just wants a people who believe me. I just want my people to believe me. I just want my people to really believe my word. Just believe me. He wants me to believe him. Because doubt is your enemy. Fear is your enemy. It will stop you from believing the word of God. If you believe the word of fear, you're going to believe it. You won't believe the word of faith. And it's a fight. It's called the good, by the way, it's called the good fight of faith. And it is a good fight. If you can find a scripture, if you can find a word from God, get a word from God. Get a word from God. Get along with God and God will talk to you. You know, it's a small, still voice. We want to see the spectacular manifestations, but you know what? We just got to start believing the word. And be rooted and grounded in it. See, to go to verse 19, it says, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. I know, you know, only God can show you his depth of his love. Only God can show you how much he loves you. You heard me tell the story about the girl I wanted to murder. I hated this girl with a deep hatred. There's a level of hate. There's a level of hate, too. And I hated this girl to the point I wanted to kill her. I planned to kill her. I was going to kill her. God hadn't saved me. The girl wouldn't be alive today. I wouldn't either, probably. But I was going to kill this girl. Anybody ever been there? But I mean, I had it already planned. Murder was in my heart. I conceived it in my heart. And when I got born again, the Lord made me face this girl. And I mean, I went into a major panic attack. My palms started sweating. I ran. I said, and the Lord said, you have to forgive her and you have to face her. Anyway, God dumped love on me. And I believe that that love that I experienced, there was a bucket full of liquid love just popped me on the top of my head and poured all through every fiber of my being. And I experienced a love that I had never felt before. It was an experience of love. It wasn't just an emotional ooey-gooey feeling. It was love. The love that God experiences for us. So I've had a little taste of it. I don't think I could have stood much more of it. I felt such a burst of love. It was such... Well, they probably would have took me off and put me in jail or something. Locked me up in a straitjacket. Because I was wanting to love on everybody. Oh, I love you. I just like, oh my goodness, I love you, I love you, I love you. So, you know, it's like you can only handle so much. In your flesh, you can only handle so much of the glory of God. And now this verse here, in verse 19, I want to read it again. Because I just can't seem to get past this. And to know the love of Christ. Now, what if you really knew? What if you really got this prayer answered? What if this prayer was really answered for you? And you really knew the love of Christ. I mean, really knew how much he loved you. Really knew it. I mean, really knew it. Really knew. Really knew. What if you really knew the love of Christ? And what if you really knew it to a place where it passed knowledge. You knew it to on a level that was way past any knowledge you'd ever attain. What if you knew it on a level that you were so filled with the fullness of God? With this love. This knowledge of love. I mean, we're talking, God loves you and God loves me. God loves me. Let me tell you what that love does for you when you know God really loves you. It's the only thing I can compare it to, it's like the little kid that is remember how the parents will take their children and put them up on a porch or something and say, now just jump, jump, I'll catch you, jump. And the kid is going, it's pretty far down there, I don't know.
What if you miss me?
Yeah, what if you can't catch me? But that's not even in the kid's mind. The kid trusts the dad to catch him. You see that it takes the bounds away. It takes away your restraints. It takes away the thought that, well, maybe he won't really do what his word really isn't true. Maybe by his stripes I really am not healed and I got to do a few things. Maybe I got to do a few works first. Or maybe, you know, there's just this surrender thing. This is a surrender thing when you really know the love of God. You just surrender you. Your fears, it's called utter abandonment in the word of God. You really believe the word and you abandon yourself in it. Because you see that the word really is God. This is really God talking to me. And he's saying, just come on. I'll take care of you. You me. You can really trust me to take care of you. I love you so much. Look what I did at the cross. Look what I did. And yet religion will say, yes, but you have to help God out. You've not been good enough. What other the devil wants to say? But you see, the thing about this child that finally says, okay, without a thought, the kid just leaps out in the midair and trusts the dad to catch him. See, the Word of God will catch you every time. The Word of God will catch you every time if you'll just believe it. If I can just believe whatever God has said to me personally, and then I can be abandoned in that. Now, does that sound like religion? No, it's not religion. It's faith. But you have to know the love of God that passes all knowledge. You've got to know that love first before you'll ever walk by faith. You can't walk by faith without knowing God loves you. Because that's faith works by love. You cannot get past belief. You know why this will love people can't believe the Word of God? Because they don't understand, and they don't understand the love God has for them. Now, they know God loves me. Yes, God loves me. But he loves me to a point. Deep inside, that's what they think. He doesn't love me completely because I'm not good enough. He can't possibly honor his word to me because I failed here, here, here. But see, God just honors faith. God honors faith. He really honors faith. He's just looking for somebody to believe him. All he wants is somebody to believe me. I shared a few weeks ago about how Moses sent 12 spies out. And out of the 12, only 2 came back with a good report. We'd be well able to take the land. I don't care if there's 11-foot giants. I don't care. I don't care if they're walled cities bigger than anything I've ever seen. I don't care because they saw God bigger than the problem. They saw God bigger than the Amalekites. God bigger than the Hittites. God bigger than the walls. God's bigger than the problem. See, we got a little God and a big problem most of the time in our lives. And we just don't know how to God. But his word is really big. It's a big deal to believe God. Big deal. And you know what Moses called that report of the 8? Or the, was it 10? Yeah. He called it an evil report. An evil report. He said, oh, we're not going to be able to take them. Well, that's an evil report in the mind of God. See, God doesn't think like we think. He doesn't see things the way we see things. He has a very high perspective. Very high. But see, we're after something. We are after something as children of God. You know what we're after? Verse 18. We're after verse 18 that we will be able to comprehend. I mean, talking full comprehension. You're in school. You know how hard it is sometimes to comprehend a theory or a chemistry. Chemistry was difficult for me. It was like I just had this mental block. And I used to go to the bathroom. I went to college, took a chemistry class. And I mean to tell you, bathroom on a regular basis and get on my knees in the bathroom and say, God, I can't seem to get this. And I knew I had a mental block. And I said, it's just something I can't seem to grasp. And finally, God had to bring the light and revelation of it. So verse 18 is a very important verse. That we will be able to comprehend. And not just... He wasn't just talking to this church in Ephesus. He's talking about all saints. God's heart is for every single born-again believer to go beyond just being saved and ready for heaven. Go beyond just believing that I died for you. Go beyond and look at all the promises of God. Do you know if you can believe? I've said this to several. If anybody doesn't think they have faith for healing or miracles or any of those things in their life, or they got a problem, they can't believe God for a manifestation of the money or whatever it is they need, just look, go back to the day you believed that Jesus died on the cross for you. Just go back to that day you believed in your heart, because it took that kind of faith that believed. You believed for the biggest thing already. You've already believed for the greatest miracle of your life is when you got born again. That was the biggest miracle. Do you ever walk around thinking, do I really believe that I'm going to be poofed out of here and changed in the twinkling of an eye and I'm going to go up in the air? I used to walk around saying, do I really believe that? That's kind of wild. No, I can't even believe for a healing on my toe or a healing on my finger. Am I going to really believe that I'm going to go up in the air? Are you believing for that? I'm believing for that. See, this is something that we know is going to happen, But are we really believing it's going to happen? You see, God is looking for a people. He said, when I come back, am I going to find faith on the earth? Am I really going to find faith? Or is my people going to be crippled, helpless, sick, depressed, hopeless? No, God's looking for a victorious church. In fact, he's getting us ready for this spectacular event that's getting ready to happen in the body of Christ. Has anybody's faith been tested? Has anybody's faith been... Has your faith ever been tested? And it's good that it is. Because it'll tell you where you are. It'll tell you whether you believe in God. You can find out whether you believe in God. It don't take long to find out that you believe in the Word. It ain't like a big deal. Anybody can say they believe God. Anybody can talk a good talk, but it's about the walk. That's what it really is about. Yeah, but doer of the Word. And you know what? This right here will overcome any obstacle in your life. Once you're able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know what? To be filled or filled full with all the fullness of God. Can you imagine I want to be a person. Think about being a human being walking around completely full, filled full, fullness. The fullness of God is in you. He wants to be filled. That your body isn't going to be filled with this knowledge. It's your spirit that's full of this knowledge, because it's spiritual knowledge. It's only through revelation, not mental assent. You can't mentally assent a bunch of stuff, because that's an organ. The brain is part of your body, right? It's an organ. The physical senses are a part of your body. But we're talking something that man cannot dissect. Man cannot put it under a microscope. Man cannot discern it. It's not natural. It's supernatural. That's why I heard the Lord say, we're looking for the spectacular and we're missing the supernatural. The supernatural workings of the Spirit of God through the Word of God. The Word of God will change your life if you will just believe it. Soak yourself in it. Meditate in it. In Joshua 1:8 says that he said, you want to change your life? You want to have good success? You want to walk in joy? You want to walk in peace? You want to walk in the victory? Then meditate in the Word day and night. Day and night. People say, I can't do that. I just can't do that. I'm too busy, too busy, too busy. Well, it's too busy to your detriment. You'll be too busy to your failing. You'll be too busy to your fear. You'll be too busy for your worry. I can't afford not to be in my Word. I knew the Word of God was the key to every victory in my life. It kept me sane. It kept me in peace. It filled me up with joy. I wanted the fullness of God in my life. And I wanted to be able to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. I know there's a devil after me. I think sometimes people ought to wake up and see some devils after them. And maybe they would run a little harder, God. Maybe you ought to wake up in the middle of the night and find your doors open every night. Maybe some demons better climb on you and start eating your body up. I would have Charlie horses all over me. I mean, every muscle in my body and a demon screaming and like it was like trying to eat my flesh. Because you know that's what they do in hell. In hell, they will grab on hold of people and they take and do anything with them they want. Demons are very, very real. And if you don't comprehend that, comprehend it today and get a hold of the Word. Because that's the only thing that's going to overcome the devil. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. You can't talk what you don't believe. You can't talk about what you really don't. You can mentally assent and talk a good talk, but I'm talking believing the Word of God. I'm talking believing the Word of God. It's time to get serious. And if you don't believe the Word of God, you start believing this Word. For you, speak to your mountain. Jesus said, who art thou say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory to God. Ooh. God just wants us to believe his word. Be filled with all the fullness. Filled with the fullness and comprehension of God. And to know the love of God. Be that little kid that's just ready to jump out in his arms. I really want to be able to lay hands on my body. I want to lay hands on people. I just want to walk in the word. I just want to really know God is true. That's all I ever wanted. From the day I accepted Jesus, I said, Lord, I do not ever want to insult you and never believe you. I don't ever want to insult you personally by not believing your word out of your mouth. I do not ever want to ever insult you. So God, you forgive me if I have ever not believed your word and didn't act on your word. So it's about verse 18 that we can comprehend with all saints. What is that breadth, length, depth, height, to know the love of Christ? Now this last verse here, I can remember the first time I ever read this verse. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Lord, you're telling me that there's something I got to do, that all of this is according to something in me, working in me. You mean to tell me that it's according to the power that's working in me? I thought it was all about your power. I thought about all of you coming down and doing something. I thought it was all about you coming down and being a big God in my life and showing up. I thought about all the crying and begging and screaming and squalling I did and you coming down and having mercy on me. I didn't know it had something to do with my power working in me. What kind of power has got to work in me? It's called faith. That's what it's called. It's called faith. That's the power that's working in you, and God has ordained it to work in you because he's given you his Holy Ghost. He's given you his Spirit. Do you know what much trouble Jesus went to get you the Holy Ghost? Do you know how much trouble God went throughout thousands of years to get Jesus in the earth and then to execute the plan of salvation? You know, there was a lot of trouble God went to in the human race. He had to find people who would cooperate with him, for one thing. He couldn't find just anybody to cooperate with him. He had to find an Abraham. Had to wait on Abraham to come along and be born in a generation. Had to come along and wait on a Moses to be born in a generation of the people of Israel and that nation when they were in bondage. He had to wait on a people who... He had to wait on a Caleb. He had to wait on a Joshua to come along. He had to wait on people throughout the years to come along so he could get his word in the earth. And now he's waiting on a people who will raise up and believe the word of God and allow that power to work in them. And it's according to that. If you want to be healed, it's going to be according to the power that's working in you. Because God's word is still working. We just got to learn how to work the word. Hallelujah. You won't hear this message down the road very often. But this is the truth. And God wants us to comprehend. And it's possible to do it. Comprehendable. You can comprehend this kind of life. A faith life. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. I used to read that and get so upset. I'd say, God, why do you make it so hard to serve you? I mean, I can be good. I can go pretty much a day without cussing. I can go pretty much a day without doing anything. But no, it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. God is not pleased with your stuff. He's not pleased with your good works. He's pleased with faith. He's out to see your faith working. You cannot give him a higher compliment just to believe him. So when you open your heart and believe the word of God, and you start with a little bit, don't try to believe everything at once. You know, we want to believe for mountain-moving faith. Well, I don't have mountain-moving faith at first. It takes time to develop that kind of mountain-moving faith. It takes time in your human spirit. You develop that. You grow your faith. You develop your faith. Hallelujah, I'm still developing faith. And I'll be developing faith until I die. Because everybody has to do that. The responsibility we all have. Do you know the Bible says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where does the ungodly and the sinner stand? See, I know the Word of God. I'm responsible for what I know. I used to say, well, I'm going to shut. I read that, and I said, all right, I'm shutting the book right now. If I'm going to be responsible for everything I know, that means I'm going to be responsible for a lot. But that's the way it is in the kingdom. See, I'm living in a kingdom. I'm a God. Big kingdom. Y'all get something this morning? It kind of puts your sights on the right things, isn't it? It's kind of like being in a, submarine. And all you've got is the telescope poking up out of the light, and you're looking around. It's hard to see the whole picture, isn't it? But God's word, if you get in it, will give you the whole picture of what he's expecting. Thank you, Father. Lord, I seal this word today. I thank you for this word. Thank you for revelation word. And Father, I thank you, God, that unto him, unto you, Lord, that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that's working in me. Thank you, Father, that God, we're a people that's going to have some power working in them. We're people that are going to walk in the ways of your kingdom. And faith is going to grow. Faith is growing. Faith is coming. Thank you, Father, for the word of God that changes us forever. We're going to be a people that believe your word. And Lord, now I bless your people. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. The Lord bless you. The Lord wants to bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.